declare the meeting open at 4:05 P.M. Council acknowledges the Noongar people as the traditional custodians of the land, pay our respects to their elders past and present, as well as pioneering families who shaped Coorangen area into a thriving community we enjoy today. Councillors, staff, and members of the public are advised that the council meeting is being recorded for future publications. Attendance. We have two members of the public attending today, Mr. Ken Baldwin and Jane Mangu. That's Jane Mangu. In attendance. Councillors and officers are reminded of the. Oh, sorry, go back. Any apologies? No. Leave of absence? No. 3, declaration of interest. Councillors and officers are reminded of the requirements of S5.65 of the Local Government Act 1995 to disclose any interest during the meeting before the matter is discussed, and it's the requirement to disclose an interest affecting impartiality under the Shire of Coorangen Code of Conduct. So we have, as you can see on the board, we have three declarations of interest. For public question time. Do any of the members of the public have anything they wish to ask, any questions or any comments?
Okay.
Memorials. The Shire of Coorangen have been notified that Carol Jeffrey, Maureen Kirkwood, and Robert Morton have passed away since the last council meeting. Any further memorials? No. Number 6, petitions, deputation, presentations, submissions. Not have any this month. 7, confirmation of minutes. 7.1, previous council meetings. 7.11, ordinary council meeting. We have an officer's recommendation. Could I have someone please move the officer's recommendation, please? Councillor Leach, seconder. Councillor Hickey. Councillor Leach, sorry. Councillor Hickey.
Okay.
Any other councillors wish to comment? Okay, voting for this motion. 7-0. 7.2, committee meetings. 7.2.1, the Bushfire Advisory Committee meeting held on the 26th of March, 2026, attachment 7.2.1. Could I please have someone move the officer's recommendation? Councillor Smith, seconder. Councillor Dickinson. Councillor Smith, do you have any comments?
Just enough to speak for turnout to the meeting. Yeah, a very constructive meeting.
Thank you, Councillor Dickinson. Any other councillors wish to comment? All those voting for that officer's recommendation, 7. 7.2.2, Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee meeting. The minutes of the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee meeting held on Monday, the 13th of April, 2026, attachment 7.2.2. Have someone please move the officer's recommendation? Councillor Talbot, seconder. Councillor Hickey. Councillor Talbot, any comment? Councillor Hickey, anybody else? Any comments? Right. Voting for this motion. Against, 7-0. Matters requiring a captain decision. 8.1 Corporate and Community Services. 8.1.1 Accounts for AMAGE. I think you all can read through there the officer's recommendation. I won't read it all to you. But our total of all accounts for the month of March 2026, $937,450.40. Could I have someone move the officer's recommendation, please? Councillor Leach? A seconder? Councillor Dyer? Councillor Leach?
Queries.
Councillor Dyer?
No.
Any other queries from Ruck? All in favour of this recommendation? 7-0. Monthly financial report. Mrs. Henry, do you have any comments about this report?
It's not at this stage.
Officer's recommendation. Could I have someone move the officer's recommendation, please? Councillor Talbot. Seconder, Councillor Hickey. Councillor Talbot. Councillor Hickey. Any other comments? Voting for this recommendation. 7-0. 8.2, Governance and Compliance. 8.2.2, the Bushfire Advisory Committee meeting recommendations. I think you all have a look at the attachment 8.2.1. Okay, the committee and officers recommend. Voting the parts. Right. Okay, council adopt the Bushfire Advisory Committee's recommendations 1-7 on the block. Is it, have I someone that could move that? Officers, committee and officers recommendation. Councillor Dickinson, seconder. Councillor Hickey. Councillor Dickinson, do you have any comments you would like to make? Councillor Hickey, have you got any comments? Anybody else have any comments? Right, voting for this motion. 7-0. Next recommendation, committee and officers recommendation, that council adopts the 2026-27 fire break order as provided in attachment 8.2.1. Have someone move that, please. Councillor Leach, seconder. Councillor Dyer. Councillor Leach. Anything to say? Councillor Dyer.
No.
Anybody from the floor have any comments that you'd like to make? Right. Voting for this vote for this officer's recommendation? 7-0. Point 2.2, Audit Risk and Improvement Committee recommendations. Review of Council Plan 2025-2035. Team and officers' recommendation. that council receives and notes the review of the Shire Council, the Shire of Corrigan Council Plan 2025-35. Can I have someone move that recommendation, please? Councillor Leach, seconder. Councillor Talbot, Councillor Leach.
This plan is very important because it keeps us in line with what the community want through community consultation and our corporate business plan, making sure that financially we're spending the money where the community wants and staying in track and having a vision. So it's very important that we always make sure we remind ourselves but also refresh it, because our town changes the needs. Things that we need may change throughout the years. So.
Councillor Talbot.
Yeah, I agree with Councillor Leach on this.
Any other councillors have any comments they wish to make? Okay. I have voting for this recommendation, please, for 7 yes. Records, disaster management and IT disaster plans review. Ms. Henry, would you like to make any comments regarding this?
Just in regards to the plans, it was just well reviewed that they got bids, so it's now been done and it's putting, as we have the upcoming audit coming up as well to show that.
Officers recommendation. Someone move the officer's recommendation, please. Councillor Smith, seconder. Councillor Dyer. Councillor Smith, any comments? Councillor Dyer?
No.
Any other councillors' comments in favour of this recommendation? 7 yes. Yeah. 8.2.4, lease agreement with the Australian Red Cross Society. I think fairly self-explanatory there. Can I have someone please move the officer's recommendation as written? Councillor Leach, seconder. Councillor Talbot, Councillor Leach.
The Red Cross is a lifeline to a lot of people in town. It's a very important service, especially with the cost of living. Also, it's just a place that you can go to find things that you can't usually get anywhere else. So. I'm more than happy for us to negotiate the lease and continue this fantastic service downtown. And I just really appreciate the volunteers that give their time to manage such a lovely facility. So,
yeah, I agree, and I'm really happy that the Australian Cross Society backs their local volunteers. Yes, I think it's really.
Thank you. Any other comments? All in favour of the officer's recommendation? 7. 8.2.5, lease agreement container deposit scheme. Okay, I'll ask Mrs. Manchin for. Comment.
That's just a comment there that the attachment 8.2.5.2, there is no attachment. The WA Recycle Renewed simply sent an email indicating that they strongly supported their preferred applicant. So it was really simple email rather than a separate attachment.
Officers' recommendation. Fairly lengthy, I think. ask for someone to remove, to move the officer's recommendation. Councillor Dickinson. Seconded. Councillor Hickey. Councillor Dickinson. Wish to comment. Councillor Hickey. Comments? Anybody on the floor have any comments? All in favour? Motion. Seconded. Business assistance. So we have any chats. They have met all their requirements. Officer's recommendation. Could I have someone move the officer's recommendation as written? Councillor Leach, second up. Councillor Dickinson. Councillor Leach, do you wish to comment?
This is our first year having the business assistance grant program out. It was our way of, we have our community grant program, which supports community groups, but we also wanted to support our local businesses because they're just as important, because they do actually support a lot of clubs in our community. This business in particular is down Main Street, so if our Main Street's looking good, we as a shine are looking good. So, it's great to see someone put in an application. We hope to see more improvements to people's businesses.
Thank you. Councillor Dickinson.
I think this is a fantastic idea, and I think hopefully once this applicant finishes the works, it might encourage a few others down the Main Street to do a bit of work to their shop fronts as well, so hopefully it's positive for everyone.
Thank you. Any other councillors? Yeah, I think
these are great idea and initiative, especially for those branders that have this issue, and they've probably been, gone around and served people not wanting to deal with it. And it's good to see the businesses, you know, with the assistance of the grant and dipping into their own money to fix that. I think encourages, like Matt said, it helps a few other businesses to do this as well.
Okay. All in favour of this officer's recommendation? 7-0. Point 2.7. CCTV subsidy partnership program. This is his to.
Okay.
As written, as you can see, we have a few applicants here. The program was initiated to help people put cameras out so that it will improve the safety of our public with having a camera facing onto a public space or a public road. Officer's recommendation here. Could I have someone move the officer's recommendation? Councillor Talbot.
I'd like to move a variation to the officer's recommendation. I'd like to move it as is, but with under point two and the first dot point. I'd like to see that occur removed from the motion.
Do I have a second up for that motion, please? Councillor Smith. Councillor Talbot, do you have anything?
Yeah, I think the three that I've kept here, they've all met the criteria and they've all included a adding a quotation and have included that I have facing a public facing a public space. So I think that meets the existing guidelines, and it's great to see that people are taking the program seriously and wanting to improve the safety overall of the Shire. So, yeah.
Thank you. Councillor Smith. Any other councillors wish to comment on this? The officer's recommendation, who has written now, who is in favour of the officer's recommendation of this?
Are we
voting? Oh, sorry.
Yes, yes, okay.
Motion.
Yep.
The motion is on the board?
Yeah, okay.
So we're voting on this particular motion. All in favour? 7-0. Eight point 2.8, request to change road name from Railroad to Ding Road. Council is requested to consider a request from Mrs. Betty Sturgis to rename Railroad Corrigan to Ding Road in recognition of her grandfather, Mr. James Benjamin Ding. Would you like to speak? John, did I make a name up? Sorry, John Benjamin Ding. Spat, would you like to speak?
The item is as written. The application was assessed against the general criteria for the standards for geographical naming in Western Australia. And at this stage, the Shire Administration hasn't gone out for further consultation, but will do so pending the outcome of this resolution.
Okay, we have an officer's recommendation. Okay. Through this, can someone move this recommendation, please? Councillor Talbot, and seconder, Councillor Leach. Councillor Talbot, would you like to speak on this?
As it's written, my science wife, it's got hard to change. I think it would be nice if we could perhaps record suggestions for future subdivisions and things, and that is the way that we can acknowledge pioneers that haven't necessarily been acknowledged in the past. So, yes, saying that that person doesn't have the word, it's just it's part of the process and the time, so I agree with the first question.
Councillor Leach.
Yeah, I just think Sturgis for presenting us with this item and letting us know the history of her grandfather. I think this affects more people than you realise once you start changing roads, and then it is quite hard to honour and respect lots of, there are so many family with pioneer backgrounds. And that's why I think the museum's a great place of recording all these stories and the histories of people, so no, I support this motion.
Is anybody against this item? Speak against this. Good. I'd like to speak for the largest. Okay, I'll put this to the vote. Who is voting in favour of this officer's recommendation? Yes. 8.2.9, ALGA National General Assembly. An attendant, ALGA is the Australian Local Government Association. I will declare an impartiality interest in this item. I will remain impartial in
my decision making. And the CEO, Natalie Manton, has a declaration of interest for financial, that this item will result in additional payments for the conference attendance for myself over and above the professional development allowance. So basically, this item seeks council approval for the Shire President and Chief Executive Officer to attend the 2026 Australian Local Government Association National General Assembly in Canberra to raise issues affecting the Shire, including rural GP services and key worker housing. Through there. There's financial implication to the Shire. So I'll go to the officer's recommendation. The officer's recommendation. Have I got someone who would like to move the officer's recommendation? Councillor Talbot. Seconder. Councillor Hickey. Would you like to speak?
Well, I think in the project that we are at, and I think it's a time to be exploring, and I'm not sure how else we can actually be heard. So I think that's a great opportunity to join together with some of our colleagues and put forward our view that to as many politicians and the National General Assembly, so I think it's great for them to do it. So I think it's worth the money that's going to be spent on them. Councillor Hickey.
Yes, I agree.
It's a great platform.
Certainly, we're actually going to be able to advocate as hard as possible to get the outcome for what we need in our zone. So it's an opportunity. We have groups last year with what we were across the conference, and that's a pretty strong
Any other questions for this? During that week, we want to make contact with federal ministers, because the items we're looking at, rural funding for doctors and key worker housing, is a federal government issue, and so we're trying to get in there. And then that particular week of the government is sitting in Parliament, so we're hoping to get to the top that they will be in Canberra at that time to speak them. So there is a delegation going for the Rural Health Alliance, which is being led by the late Grace Shire, who have done a lot of groundwork, and they have formed a health alliance, and they have invited us to go along with them, because we're all facing same issues, and we'll be talking with other councils over east that have the same issues as well, the funding of our doctors, as well our rate payers are having to put forward to be able to have local doctors. And in the same breath, we're at the moment, our rock group is advocating on behalf of housing, key worker housing, and so it will be an opportunity to speak to ministers regarding that, as well as attending the conference, which has some quite interesting topics that I didn't have it with me. And there's some interesting topics. Their conference, they actually
have forums, and they have ones for the regional areas and one for the urban forum. So you have a regional forum, and there is a session on opportunity and challenges regarding renewable transitions. The eastern states are probably a long way ahead of us in that space. I think we can probably learn from their mistakes that have happened and probably come back with the state of the regions, disaster management fatigue, national productivity and local roads, regional health, and just then there's a reception for later. So there are some interesting topics, and split into rural and urban I think is quite good, because we'll be talking with people who are facing the same challenges, issues that we are. To pick up perhaps one idea of how they're dealing with it, which may be a success. So that's why I think it works, you know. So I think it's a benefit to our shire that we attend this meeting. Any other?
Yeah, I agree. I think the more we can get in front of the politicians, the regions. Regional seems to be getting less and less voice, so the more voice, the more, you know, the stronger front as a, you know, as shires from all over the country. Yeah, obviously it's positive.
Okay, we'll put this to the vote. In favour? In favour of this? 7 minutes. Works and services, 8.3.1, tender supply and delivery of a prime mover. Sorry. Talk to go back to that. Sorry. And tender supply and delivery of a prime mover. This item outlines submissions received for the e-quotes for the supply and delivery of one new prime mover and seeks council approval to award the contract to the preferred supplier and adopt expenditure exceeding 2 million. So, Mrs. Henry, if you'd like to speak on this at all.
No, I'm sorry.
This recommendation. It's there. Okay. Officer's recommendation. Can I have someone please move the officer's recommendation? Councillor Leach. Seconder. Councillor Dickinson. Councillor Leach, do you wish to speak on this?
I just thank Mr. Terry Brown for coming in today and explaining to us about the changeover of the trucks, and I think this new truck will be able to do a few more things because it's a bit bigger and a bit more versatile. Our roads crew do amazing jobs, and yeah. Now we will be aligned with all Mac equipment, and I know that the mechanic that looks after it can fix Mac trucks, which also is very helpful.
Councillor Dickinson, wish to comment? Anybody else with any comments from the floor? Yes, Councillor Hickey.
Just a little bit surprised that John Mack, in fact, that a strategy in the Mackey's was heading to you from Bedford. It's a heavy 6,900 trucks. The truck offers an 800 truck, so that tells me there's a lot of like trucking, not a competitor on books. The same from Exxon, a lot of that. It ratios. So to me, it's not. The 90 ton road and trucks or things for Brother Max have got not increasing the capacity at all. I think they've got their eyes on Max, and that's where it is why we have to pay an extra care of higher dollars just because we're getting a small truck. Surprises come. It's kept for me. Due diligence is available through the specification sheets on both the trucks.
Didn't Terry say the pipeline doesn't have the high shot video
Nothing.
Thank you.
Cost wars.
Okay. Any councillor present spoken?
Just there also the areas of the current non-MAC trust, they have, of course, fair few issues. They don't seem to be able to handle the issues of throwing them while the MAC has been able to, which has also been a big part of why they're leaning towards that. So the different video and the just the ability to handle it seem to be the main drivers for the extra, you know, maybe 2% in cost difference.
Thank you. Right, I have a councillor's recommendation here. Please vote on that. Who is in favour of this recommendation? Against? 6-1. Oh, sorry, I like that. Sorry. 8.2.10. Fair Work Commission Emergency Road Transport Contractual Chain Order. CEO's authorization. Can I have someone move the planned item, please? Councillor Leach, seconded Councillor Hickey. All in favour? Yes. Okay. I think you heard me on the floor four. That's for the CEO authorisation for Cook fuel cost recovery. I will ask Mrs. Mant if she would like to speak.
This late item has come through following a very recent decision from the Fair Work Commission on Emergency Road Transport Contractual Chain Order that was today. This has come through from Walga, indicating that there will be implications for the Shire of Corrigan contracts, and we've made note there of examples such as waste management, ranger services, roadworks costs, freight costs that will involve fuel. And this item seeks to allow the CEO or the administration to comply with this statutory requirement where some of our contracts don't have a provision to allow rise and fall or accept variations over the 10% for $100,000 delegation. So really just an item that allows the administration to comply with the requirements of the statutory order.
Let's move the officer's recommendation, please. Sladia, second up. Councillor Leach. Councillor Dyer, comments or?
No, it's a big one of chapter 31, so simple.
Councillor Leach.
I agree. Unfortunately, if you own a business right now, they're getting emails saying people are adding fuel levies to their accounts. But as a Shire, we can also do the same. So we have to comply with it.
Any other councillors wish to comment on this matter? Who is voting for this recommendation? 7. And quite a few different
events, meetings, send-offs, junior basketball grand finals. There was an invite from the junior basketball committee to come down to treat the new fans in the C-Rec. We've had many, many positive comments about, and I know the netballers enjoyed them Saturday. There's a few minor issues that we're working on. Coffee with councillors. We will continue with this. It's been an opportunity for people to come in and talk to us. And I think it's quite successful. We're making ourselves out there visible and people in the community. I spoke with someone the other day who wanted a meeting, and I mentioned about we have coffee with councillors that was on every month. And so grateful for this come to the meeting to have the church. And they're required to have it. But it's been good. We can forward people on what things may be operational. They get referred on to Mrs. Manton. And that I think it's just a place people might feel comfortable coming and speaking to us in that environment. They're walking through the door of the Shire. And that, so that's always on the first Tuesday of the month. So if anyone's available, we must be welcome to attend. I understand that most of you work, but myself and Councillor Leach will be there most times. Zone meeting held last Friday at Cabelling. The guest speakers were Telstra. I think we heard the same old, same old. Main Roads talking maybe less projects because it's ill. Renee Manning, Wheatbelt Development Commission, had met with Minister for Housing and work in the community benefit space. The interesting one I thought was the Australian Bureau of Statistics. Christy Cochran spoke, and we're going to have to try and encourage everybody to participate in the upcoming census. She outlined, you know, some of the difficulties they are facing in some of the, like, the homeless space and quite a few areas that they're trying to address, so they're capturing, trying to capture a whole area. They really feel in the regional areas they'd like to employ locals, because they're saying that they know the area, they know that the house is bad, they know what lives there, they've just got a feel for the area. There was a question about the accuracy of the data. Some of the data, particularly with unoccupied dwellings. We all know in our rural areas that on quite a few farms we do have unoccupied inhabitable dwellings. That are getting, because they have the little, I'd say the little sign on the gateway saying that there's a house there, they immediately think there's a dwelling and they say it's unoccupied. So that's skew-whiffing. The thing of telling us that they're saying that you've got housing available, because it's showing on the census when we have that somebody's not living in there, but a lot of those houses you can't live in. So they were saying that they've been counted in there, so that's telling that there's plenty of houses, but there's not. So that was an interesting topic. So we've got to try and encourage everybody, because just as a Shire Porridge, we need to keep our numbers above 1,000. So please make sure you fill in the form, encourage all your friends and people who think it's just a not filling that in, I can't be bothered. And I know we have people in our town that perhaps need help, senior sids, they may need help in filling the forms. I think most of them are there online, a lot of people, but there are those people that don't have the capacity to complete it online. So if we could all encourage everybody to make sure they fill in, because it might be well over 1,000.
As
just an interesting note came out of the Wheatbelt Secondary thread regarding funding. It's brought up the a business case that they provided. That's why they haven't received the funding. So they report about bushfire mitigation to our infrastructure along the railway lines, used and unused, about their lack of fire mitigation, which I think every shire that has a railway through a all have the same issues. Then there was the thing about Forest Production Commission, about their rates, that I think the state, the equivalent rate, the equivalent payments are being diverted to the state treasury. They're taking them away from the local government. So that therefore has a flow on effect on their budgets as well. But I do think they've given them a little bit of money to, I don't know if it's to just bubble them up a little bit with that, but to some shires, probably not affecting our shire at this stage, but some of the shires wandering West Arthur, and that it is affecting very much. And just about so the State Council meeting, 6th and 7th of February. Yep. That's all from me. Any other councillors got questions, reports, information they would like to? Urgent business. There's no urgent business. Information bulletin.
Right.
And quickly through that, it's nice. Kelpies, I did attend the Kelpies show, and I must congratulate them. It was an extremely well-run event. People, the participants, just thoroughly enjoyed themselves, and I think it would be good for all of us to go down and do some of their activities that they do. So I think maybe Seniors Week, it might be a time for the Kelpies to show off or what they do down at the men's department, but yeah, very well attended, and congratulations to the Courage, and particularly Coralie White of the organisation of that event. There was that regional road group report attached there. That's just road safety rating tools for intersections, heavy vehicle access on local roads. That was regarding a letter from Minister for Planning and Lands, Housing, Works, Health, Infrastructure, John Kerry, regarding the residential design codes, still to do with the new solar orientation that goes on. Yeah, obviously putting a house or building a house down. And I think it's all the ones retrospective that they're talking about, how are they going to assess them that have got their permits but perhaps haven't been built yet, and that we've built secondary freight business case study. There was the letter reply from Shire to Mr. Sapiotti, and then the OAG financial results. That's about all in that. Has anybody got anything they would like to bring up from the information portal? Walker and Sense Sign Motions. Do you have any? Next meeting, the 19th of May 2026 at 4 p.m. I declare the meeting closed at 4:50. Sorry, 4:54.